The calm before the storm. An eerie quiet in Bakhmut as Russian forces concentrate their firepower on the town of Soledar.
How are we living? Bad. No inner peace. What else is there to say? I will stay here to the last moment. I don't want to leave. I'm not young anymore. I have a cat. Can you imagine that? Leaving with a cat, his food, cat tray, a lot of stuff, and the cat is heavy.
Others here already escaped Russian-held territory. Now they have to move again.
We're waiting for money and then we'll go. The road is not close. First we will go to Dnipro and then further west. Here it's constant shooting. I'm afraid for my children. I don't want to talk about the Russian occupation. I lost my father and uncle there. It's the worst thing to remember. He was only 60. Only one of my sons saw him.
The calm is deceiving. The Russians are closing in on two different fronts. Down the street, the florists are still open.
People need flowers. Just a few minutes before, a man bought flowers. Now I'm chatting with a girl who wants to buy some flowers. It's scary during strikes, but generally I'm not scared. Children left, but I'm here. I have my own home and don't want to leave it.
In neighboring Slavyansk, some are evacuating. Others queue for aid. The administration here say they're concerned about people returning to the town.
Thanks to our army, the city is still standing. You can hear permanent artillery fire, and very close to us is heavy fighting. Periodically, Russian rockets hit the town. Jets are shooting too.
As we speak with him, he gets a call to sound the air raid siren. We make our way downstairs. Well aware, we are in the town's administration building, a prime target for the Russians.
Me personally, I'm exhausted. I sleep on the floor because of the rule of two walls. And my family too, they are not in a city. They are living in a school. But the main thing, they are and will be living. It's easier for me to worry only about myself than to worry about my family.
And still, the war rages. Smoke rises up from the artillery battle taking place.
Behind me, the critical battle for Soledar is taking place. And if the Russians manage to take that town along with the hills surrounding it, coupled with the advances they're making on other fronts, it's thought that all this area will fall into Russian hands, including the town of Bakhmut. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Arkhiv Khatmi.